Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Hi, and welcome. This is Stars Rainbow Rose, and I am right here with my buddy, Stars Maya, and she and I today will be talking about the paranormal. It's a very interesting place to go. I'm always fascinated, and I always love to learn more about it. Hi, Stars Maya. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Rainbow Rose. It's good to be here, Stars Rainbow Rose, with you today. And I, like yourself, this is a topic that is very interesting to me. I enjoy learning about it, and I'm excited about what we both can share with our listeners about the paranormal. So I think an interesting topic and one that can apply to a lot more people than to realize that the paranormal encompasses a great deal. And as you've always talked about, Stars Rainbow Roses, about energy being everywhere, and this, you know, the paranormal does tie in with some form of energy.
I agree. It's right there. And so something I think is fascinating is that there are seven levels to heaven, there are seven levels to the hells, and then there is earth plane. And earth plane is where we find ourselves. And when people pass away, you know, when they let go of their bodysuit, most of us start right here on earth plane. And the lighter the soul, actually, the higher they can float, because that's our natural state of the soul, is to float. Depending on what you have going on, you know, within your head or within your spirit, if you're anger, bitter, resentful, or any of that stuff, what can happen the other way is you can get earthbound, you can get stuck here, or you can even, as your resentment spills, you can actually get connected to the lower astrals. So I think that it's really fascinating how all the energies can come into play, and I think one of my favorite movies that really helped to wake me up was Ghost. I think they really did a very good portrayal of someone that one could connect, that was a medium and could connect, you know, to spirit, but also how the dark energies can come in and the light energies too.
Right, and I think you brought up a good point too when you're talking about, I call that the ascension or the descension, the levels up or the levels down. And one thing that I would like to share with our listeners is, although paranormal does exist just about everywhere because it's a form of energy, it's not always evil, it's not always dark. And the movie that you mentioned is a wonderful portrayal of that. In that movie, of course, the ghost, the return of the boyfriend, I believe it is, the character of such, is coming back in spirit form to warn his girlfriend of the human that's wanting to cause her some harm. So the paranormal encompasses a great deal of things. Those that have not quite gone up or not quite gone down, correct?
Yeah, I believe that, and I think the more I've worked on my spiritual growth and development, the more I've been able to pick up on things along the way. I am a medium. I do work as a medium, so that's one of my blessed gifts, is the ability to actually, and I think it's one of God's, you know, I feel very entrusted with it, because God actually lets me have that wonderful ability when people call to be able to just, you know, plug into the energies of a loved one or animal that's passed, and I love that stuff. So no, you're right, it's not all dark and yucky, you know.
Right, it's good. And I too am a medium. Medium work can be challenging, and I believe too it's a gift from God. And I believe that it helps us to give closure to people that have lost someone, sometimes even solving the mystery of how someone passed, giving them some peace and closure. But what I'm curious about, too, is about talking about maybe I wanted to ask you your feelings and your take on the average person. Let's say that, you know, they're feeling something, they're feeling some type of paranormal activity in their house. What are some things that you feel would be portals or windows or that, which is, those are the terms that I use. You may use completely different terms. I know that I do work with a local paranormal group, and I know that I believe you do some exorcisms and you work with energy in that way too, going to people's homes. So what could we maybe tell the listeners if they're experiencing paranormal activity in their home, be it good or benign or bad, what are some of the ways that energy enters our dwelling, our physical plane, the space that we occupy?
That's a good question. I think one of the things I'd also like to bring up around that is people sometimes may wonder how you can tell the difference between, does it, you know, is it dark energy or is it light energy or where does it come from? And what I learned to tell my kids long time ago when they were growing up is the natural inherent nature of energy. If it's warm and fluffy, like, you know, if it's warm and fluffy, it's of God, it's light. I don't care if it looks like the scariest thing in the world, but if you plug in and you feel the energy of it and it's light and fluffy, it's of God, because heaven's fire burns hot. So any energy from God or the angels or just anyone that's coming from a light place is going to be warm and fluffy. If you end up being around someone that has the darker energies that's coming from the lower astrals or that does not have your best, you know, your best intent, you know, they don't really want the best for you, when you close that and you plug into the energies, what you will feel is cold, like an ice box. Their energy is very cold and dark. You can feel the coldness. And that's because hell's fires burn cold like dry ice. And that's why when you plug into that energy, you get that sense of coldness. And I have noticed when I have gone to do work, that's the barometer I use. And so if I go into a place, or even long distance, I can plug into a place. When I plug into the initial energy, I can tell, is it dark? Does it feel cold? If it feels cold, I know I'm dealing with some unpleasant energies. And if it feels warm and fluffy, I'm dealing with some lighter energies that probably aren't going to cause any trouble.
Yes, I word it, I think, a little differently, but basically, yes, that would be my parameters for gauging it. And also, for our listeners out there, I think it's important how they feel. If they feel intrigued and they just say, you know, wow, I noticed that, you know, we hear this walking and we hear it every night, and, you know, one thing I always would advise everyone is always rule out any ordinary house electricity problems, pipes that rattle in the night, anything like that should always be ruled out first. You know, we shouldn't jump every time we hear a noise and
right,
you know, that it's a paranormal experience. And so I believe that based on a client or a person, how they feel, and the same thing. I have a little bit different ideas on the cold, but I agree that the darker energies are cold. They take up more energy. They have a little bit more power sometimes. And so as they're taking our energy, they're cooling off the room. But sometimes even I've found that if there's enough good energy, it can do that as well. So, you know, I might cross the line there a little bit with not always being able to rely on that. More so I would rely on the person and how they feel. If my guideline with people is, if you feel uncomfortable, or if you have children in the home especially, if your children are frightened, they won't sleep in their room, they're scared, anything feels dark or negative, like you said, you plug into that energy and it's not warm and fuzzy, it feels negative, it feels bad, it feels threatening, any type of threatening type feeling, or if there also, I would ask the family, have you noticed, has there been any disagreements lately? Does the family seem to be having any issues that correspond with that? Then that would lead me to believe that it is of the darker type entity or energies as opposed to the light. Mm-hmm. And people should be, I feel people should be open to light energies because I feel, let's see if you agree with that, that sometimes the energies around us, that shadow that we may see or we may feel that feeling that someone's there beside us, that's actually, again, going back to the movie that you referenced, that's actually a positive in our life, that could be an angel or a guide or a good energy that's looking out for us, even a loved one that's crossed over, that's letting us know that they're there, and that's their way of trying to make contact with us. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. And I think that a large percentage of, you know, the things people connect into are those that are earthbound. They're not quite light enough to go up into the heavens, but they're not quite heavy enough to sink down into the hell. So the energies themselves, you know, they end up getting stuck here because they don't know any other place to go. And I think that's a time when, you know, just talking to them, if you have a sense of who the person is and you know that there's loved ones that have passed, you can ask the loved ones to come and take, you know, help to take their loved one home, things like that. You know, I think that many times when their lights are going on and off or something, sometimes it's just the earthbounds that are trying to find ways to communicate with us.
Right. I agree. And what about what do you feel, you know, can be? I believe that there can be residual type hauntings and or paranormal activity, and it can be connected to a place that can be the ground upon which a home is built. It could be a piece of furniture that you brought into your home. And residual energy to me is a very benign energy. And it might be a pattern that's repetitive. So a person that reports, you know, every night at 2:00 we hear a pacing, you know, footsteps, but it doesn't feel scary. We never see anything. We're just curious what it is. I would tend to, you know, say that that's probably some type of residual type of activity, kind of like what you're saying, someone that perhaps lived in that home or possess that piece of furniture that still has an attachment that hasn't quite made their ascension or descension, and so they're kind of stuck there, and they're not even aware in the way that we look at awareness and consciousness. They're not even aware that they're repeating these patterns, so the light's going off and on. It could be a deliberate maneuver to get our attention, to let us know, hey, there's another energy, there's another, you know, plane of energy here, and it could also be something that is not even aware that they're interacting in our space. They're kind of off in their own world, and so those are non-threatening. But I know that we have talked before about things that people might want to consider, you know, avoiding unless they're very well versed in dealing with the spiritual world, because it's like a wide open window. If I open my window, I could have a bluebird or a redbird flying, which would be beautiful, or a butterfly, but I could also get a swarm of bees, which would not be so nice.
Right.
So what do you, you know, how do you advise people if they want to avoid, let's say someone's moving to a new home and they want to make sure that their home is safe, and safe meaning that there's no paranormal activity that's going to upset them. You know, I think when we all move, we all have that little feeling. It's a different home, and especially if we have children, you know, the kids are sleeping in different rooms in different situations, and we all have a tendency to be just a little bit, I guess I would use the word creepy, even though that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. So what are some things that you would advise people to do if they're making a move, or if they're feeling that there's some type of paranormal activity going on.
Well, I think when you're moving into a place anyway, it's just good to clear it. And I think things like smudging with sage or sandalwood even, and there's others, you know, that you just go in the house and go through the rooms. And I think that, you know, and I think that helps to clear the energies. My favorite is frankincense, because frankincense is of the highest vibration. And frankincense, because you never know for sure, and sage works very well, but when it comes to the heavier, denser energies that probably are going to be problematic, frankincense is of the highest vibration. So, I will take a stick of frankincense and just walk through each room of the home and kind of, bless it in a sense, just asking God to give it light and to have anything leave that shouldn't be there. And I like doing that. I think that helps a lot.
I pretty much do that, too. I use myrrh also. I believe that frankincense and myrrh, that there's a couple of essential oils that I believe that they come from God, and that, you know, they're blessed and they're sacred, and therefore they're the closer to God that they are, the more light they carry. And so you can buy incense sticks. Sage is another thing, but I kind of agree with you. And the other thing about sage is it has a very strong odor, and it can linger in the house, and it's not the most pleasant, where frankincense or myrrh, those are lighter, I believe, fragrances, even just to the human smell. And so I think they do a better job in that respect. I also advise people, if they can, to obtain, if they can get holy water, or they can use pure virgin oil, and they can make the sign of the cross on every entryway inside and out, so on the door. And they can just ask that, you know, all good, that, you know, everyone that comes through these doors feels peace and joy, and that everyone is safe and protected within the circle of light, and that any darkness that prevails here or resides here or has entered here is asked to leave immediately, and that the light overtakes all of the dark, and that the home is a place that is blessed of peace and joy and happiness for all those that dwell within and all those that enter. And then make the sign of the cross again at every window inside and out. And also, I believe in the north, south, east, and west. And so I have even suggested that people can bury certain things like certain crystals or gemstones, or even anything that is symbolic to you. You could even take a white candle and light it and then bury it at all the four corners of your property. And, you know, what you say is not as important as what your intention is. We're speaking to God, to our Creator, and so He understands what our intention is. So we don't have to have a long written out speech when we do this. We just have to have the intention that we're asking to be protected from anything that would cause ourselves or our family harm. So those are some of the things that I use. And I always recommend, if you do believe in God as the Creator, that hanging a crucifix or even a cross is near to the entryway, or even on the on the inside of the door, also is a very powerful symbol. So I recommend that too. Like, what are your feelings on Ouija and spirit boards? And, I have a teenage son that's 16, so I hear a lot of stories about what the teenagers are doing right now. And they have that, I don't know if you've heard of that, where they stand in the dark room and they say Bloody Mary three times, and she's supposed to show. So it's delving to me into a little bit into witchcraft and sorcery by conjuring up spirits that then those kids and even adults that play these games have no real control or power over. What do you advise people in regards to that?
Okay, before we go there, Stars Maya, I did want to bring up something, and I think you know it too, that not all of our listeners and not all people would be comfortable because of their own beliefs, putting the sign of the cross anywhere, or even, you know, using a crucifix. And they just need to know that it's exactly what you said. It's about intent. And if they have the intent that they would like something of light to protect them and to clear out their house, that's all it's going to take, really. You know, you yourself and myself, we both, you know, we are Christian. We connect that way. But you don't have to be Christian to be spiritual. You don't have to be Christian to be able to get protected by spirit, whatever that looks like. And I just wanted to bring that up. That's all.
Thank you, Stars, Rainbow, Rose, because you are right. And that doesn't make a listener that has a belief in goddess or creator or Mother Earth or anything of that nature. They just need to call upon their source or their creator, whatever they believe or ascribe to. And light, I think, is pretty universal. We all can understand the difference between light and dark. So you're absolutely correct. It does not require a belief in God in order to deal with the paranormal. That just happens to be my personal belief and what I recommend to those that do believe in God and are Christians. But certainly it's not a mandatory belief in order to do a cleansing or do a blessing or to clear your home. Any spiritual belief is fine.
Thank you. And another thing that helps to clear homes is rainbows. Do you know that rainbow energy, and you can send that, people can do it anytime to any situation at all, especially if they feel that there's energies around it. For instance, if someone is going to go have a talk with their boyfriend and they're scared about that, or they have to go to the, you know, they have to go to the principal's office, and this, you know, for younger ones, or just if you're going to go have a meeting with your boss, or there's a job coming up that you want. Beforehand, you can do it any time beforehand. Just kind of close your eyes and send it rainbows. Just send it the rainbow energy, and so you know when you go there that the energy will have, you know, will be there to protect you and help you to help to have everything come down exactly the way it needs to.
Okay, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that ideology before, but that definitely sounds like a beautiful way of sending energy and helping the person, like you said, relax, and the person that the transmitter to relax by sending that rainbow energy, because that's going to encompass their energy as well. And then the person that's receiving it is going to receive that rainbow. And I don't know anyone, again, when we look at universal laws and universal, you know, similar to social mores, then we can say, who doesn't enjoy a rainbow? I don't think there's anyone that can say, oh, I don't like rainbows. So rainbow energy, that sounds lovely. And, wow, that's a great idea.
Thank you. And I did want to get back to what you were talking about and the Ouija board and people experimenting in that fashion. It can be dangerous. I think there's one thing about that can be said about the darker energies. Well, actually, two things. One is there's a lure to it. There's a pull that when people get excited when they think of the darker energy, when they just feel you know, the darker energies, like people will get attracted to horror movies, or, you know, there's just a sense of excitement in their bodies, and they go oh, you know, and they want to get more involved with it. I think the Ouija board is dangerous because of the simple reason that it does open a portal, but when you're plugging in, unless you can read energies real well and go, oh, this feels cold or this feels warm, you know, you can't really tell. And you can't rely on a negative or heavy spirit that's coming through to tell you it's heavy or negative. It's not going to. One of the guiding principles of darkness is dark mirrors light with evil intent. And basically what that means is that darkness will present as light and fluffy as it can to
right.
pull you astray, to pull you into a dark place, or to get you involved in things that are going against what you truly believe in. So with a Ouija board, it's real dangerous. You know, I'd rather see people not, if you have a need to start connecting and start, you know, there's all kinds of really neat books, there's neat, what they call guided meditations, there's even classes, that can help people learn responsibly how to connect into spirit.
Yes, I agree with you. There's online classes, there's books that if you are someone that wants to get in touch with the spiritual realm and you want to evolve spiritually, you want to do it correctly. And if you're not, just like what you said, if you're not well-versed and you don't have, you know, you and I both have 30-plus years experience at this, and even I myself would not pick up a spirit board because exactly what you said, you know, what's going to come through. I when we talk about movies, I like The Exorcist, actually. And one of the reasons, that was a horror flick back when I was in high school, so that just aged me right there. But one of the things that I like, there's a few things I like about the movie that I feel are actually true in real life. And one is this girl starts out, whether we believe she was truly possessed or not, is really mute. But the point is she did use a spirit board, and I think it was Mr. Howdy or something like that. Originally, and I've seen this a lot when I've gone to homes where it begins where the children have an imaginary friend. Now, I'm not talking about children that go through the stages of an imaginary playmate, which is just that, an imaginary playmate. I'm talking about children that are encountering a spiritual energy. And that energy always begins, like you said, even if it's a dark entity and it has negative intentions towards the child or the family, it will come across. We could use the analogy of a predator or a pedophile. You know, they don't come up to a child and say, "Hey, I'm going to do this and this and this to you." They say, "Oh, I've lost my puppy. Will you help me find her?" Or, you know, "I've got some candy here in the back of my car. Could you reach in and I'll give you a bag of candy?" So I think if we look at it that way, that just, you know, cements what you said and why, unless you are really prepared to go into, and there are people out there that are interested in witchcraft and sorcery, and that's fine. That's their choice. But we're, you know, for people that are not, that have been disturbed, let's say, or intrigued, or maybe even threatened or felt threatened by some type of paranormal activity, they're not going to want to be involved in witchcraft or sorcery. They're going to want to try to find a way to rid themselves and their home of that negative energy. So definitely any type of these supernatural games with kids, spirit boards, Ouija boards, you know, seances, unless you're doing it with a professional medium, anything like that, portals are opened. And what you said, I completely agree with. It's going to begin as the light. It's going to be enticing, and it does trigger those endorphins in us, and it inspires that mysterious side to us. And I've always felt that the darker side is more apt to be a little bit bolder. Let's say we're in a home and there's a paranormal activity and we say, you know, "Prove you're real and turn on the light," and the light flicks on and off. Right away, to me, my senses tell me we're dealing with something that's negative or definitely not positive, because positive usually doesn't have to be so bold and brazen. They work in a very different, more flowing, more natural way. How do you feel about that, Stars Rainbow Rose?
I totally agree. And one of the things I know as we're starting to wrap up here, I'd like to bring up is that black tourmaline, I think, is my absolute favorite when it comes to, you know, ways that we can help ourselves, because all of the black stones get rid of negativity, but black tourmaline is the only one of the stones that gets rid of negativity by pushing it away. So it produces its own kind of force field. And I think that really works for me, and it's worked for a lot of people. Just carry a piece with you, and then you know that, you know, you can get a sense that the darkness isn't going to quite get to you as much as it might. And that's one I really like. What do you use, Stars Maya?
Well, I agree that black tourmaline is a good stone. I rely a lot on clear crystal quartz. I believe that it can protect, balance, clear. I believe that it has so many properties. I also believe turquoise is a protection, more of a personal protection. So I also would recommend turquoise. And I also recommend white candles and the scent of lavender and to keep things light and just to keep things peaceful. So that's what I recommend. And I want to, if we're wrapping up, I'd like to thank our listeners and let them know that, you know, all of, or many of the us at STARS are, you know, experienced in the paranormal, and we are happy if anything is going on and they want additional information. Like you mentioned, you made a good point in mentioning that we don't have to necessarily come to your home to assist you, right?
That's right, and yes, and you can find us, STARS, and our brothers and sisters over at starspsychics.com. That's with a Z, STARSPSYCHICS.com. And with that, STARS, Maya, I am going to end things for today. Thank you for showing up.
Okay, thank you, STARS Rainbow Rose. It's been a pleasure.
Hi, everyone. It seems like we're having some kind of a major, they just made an announcement, a major outage for Blog Talk Radio. I can try to continue on. I've got a few readers still here and some people that are waiting for readings. But if you don't hear me or hear the reader connect with you, then that means that we have to just do this next week. And I am so sorry. This is so frustrating. Okay, so everybody just hang loose and see what I can do here. But if you see me end the show, you'll know why. Okay, we're going to try to connect my STARS Kylan Brigid with the first client today or caller. I'm sorry about this mess. This is really such a disaster. But I'm going to connect with Lisa. So, Lisa, let me get to you right now. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh,
good.
I guess Blog Talk Radio is having a mess. But hold on. I do have STARS Kylan Brigid with you. So hold on, okay?
Sure.
Okay, you have Lisa on the air with you right now.
Hi, Lisa. This is Lady Kylan. How can I help you?
Yeah, oh, hi. Yes, I wanted to know what you feel coming up for my love life. Thank you so much.
Is there a secret crush? My Grandpa Glenn is one of my spirit advisors, and he's telling me something about a secret crush.
Secret crush. I don't have a secret crush right now on anyone.
Okay. Well, what the cards are telling me, the Two of Swords is indicating to me that you are entering a path where you're going to have to choose between two.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be a tough decision to make. What I would suggest is definitely weigh the pros and cons, because if you do happen to choose more for looks, the King of Swords is telling, or excuse me, Knight of Swords is telling me that you will be heartbroken. Go for other things that you have in common with the person before you go for aesthetics.
Okay. So I had a guy from the past that we're not talking right now. Is that who you're picking up on?
I believe it might be, because it was one of those that a secret longing came up before Shields came up, and that normally tells me that there's somebody that you've been pining for, or they've been pining for you. You had once a connection. What I would do, though, is, again, definitely look for something, someone that you have more in common with than just aesthetics. Yes, you'd have a great time with aesthetic boy, but your true soulmate has so much more to offer you, and together you guys will grow strong.
Well, the guy that I have to cancel this because I can't go to Mike. Oh, there I am.
Hello?
Hello?
Is everything over?
I can hear you.
We're going to have to end this because I can't go to mute. I can't talk to anybody, and I'm the host, so it's not making it easy. So I apologize to everybody. I hope my readers will return and they can hear me. What I'm saying here, but they told us to reschedule to another night. But we'll just do this again next Thursday, and thank you so much for coming and listening. At least you got through a wonderful topic, and that was the paranormal. So thank you again, and have a great evening.
You're gone, honey. You're here for the baby. You go.